Blog Good morning. Talk Radio.
Good morning. Oh, Lord,
good morning.
My God, how great you are. You made the heavens and the earth. You are the mighty God, our creator and our redeemer. We give you thanks and we praise your name, O Most High. How great you are. How great are your works, and your thoughts are very deep. Good morning, and welcome to Bible Story Land.
Good morning, good morning.
With Blog Talk Radio. Today is April the 2nd, 2011. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Today is Senior Citizens Day. We honor our seniors today. God has graced them with abundant life. We thank Father God for long life and excellent health. Father God says in 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. I thank God for those of you who, wisdom, who can teach us the truth and encourage us to keep the faith and to keep our minds on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Seniors know that they are loved. I want you to know that you are loved, respected, and honored. Today I also honor my family this morning, my sister, my surrogate father, my niece and her family, her husband and family, my nephew and his wife and family, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins, and I thank God for each of you. I honor my spiritual parents, Bishop Billy White Sr. and Lady Juanita White, at the New Life Temple Church at Jacksonville. I honor my friends, my neighbors, and each of you. What a wonderful day God has given us today. I am grateful that Father God has given us a precious, precious morning, another day to worship, praise, and honor him. We honor Father God for his divine presence this morning. So, Father God, be honored. Be honored. We honor you, your majesty. We embrace your presence this morning. Have your way. This morning we have Pastor on the phone this morning, Pastor Bernadette Gantling. She's going to lead us in prayer this morning. Good morning, Pastor Bernadette.
Praise the Lord.
She's also known as Pastor G. She's going to lead us in prayer this morning. You ready?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Father, we just bless your name. Father, we call you Abba, our Father. And Father, we thank you for such a glorious day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This day, Lord God, we open our hearts to you, our mind, our spirit to you, and we ask you to come on in. We welcome in your presence this day. We welcome you to be the head of our life today, to lead and guide us by your Holy Spirit. This day, Father, we come to you asking you to forgive us for anything that we've thought, anything that we've said, anything that we've touched, dreamed. God, any way that we've looked at someone wrong, God, we ask you to forgive us, oh God.
Yes.
We ask you to have mercy. God, Habakkuk say in your wrath, remember mercy. And Father, we ask you to remember that we are frail. Remember that we are just vapor. Remember that we are only here for a moment. But we ask you for your mercy and your forgiveness. But Father, we realize that if we don't ask you to forgive us, Lord God, others will not forgive us. And God, we ask you, Lord God, that you would forgive, Lord God, we, by act of our will, Father, forgive those who trespass against us, hurt us in any manner, from conception to this moment, because many of us don't even know how we were conceived. But God, we forgive it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We forgive people who have spoken word curses against us, God, for saying we would never be anything, never amount to nothing. But Father, we thank you that in your hand we are somebody. And Lord God, we just bless you today. We forgive them and we let it go, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you this day, Lord God, even as this, Lord God, is Senior Day, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, that you would bless the hoary head, that you would bless, Lord God, the age. Lord God, your word declared that you, Lord God, would renew us, Lord, and revive us. And God, that you would strengthen us. And we ask, God, for your mercy in that today. We ask, God, that your favor would just be bestowed upon the seniors today. Those, Lord God, who have lived and have experienced life, Lord God, those that know the way, Lord God, I pray for the Naomis, Lord God, that they would lead the Russo, God, that the aged women would teach the younger women, Lord God, how to be chaste at home, Lord God, how to be keepers at home, how to be good, God, wives, and how to be good mothers, God, how to live a single life if they're single. Lord God, I pray for them, and I ask you, Lord God, to continue to bless them with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Lord God, I pray for the elder fathers, that they would lead the younger and teach them how to be good providers of their home, that they would be good fathers to their children. And Lord God, that they would be a help, Lord God, to their families, Lord God. Just say, Lord God, that the widows indeed, oh God, I pray for the widows, Lord God, who are 60 plus, Lord God, that they would be given, God, honor by you, Lord God, that provision would be made by you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, would stretch your hand toward all of us, Lord God. God, from those in the womb, Lord God, to those, Lord God, who are leaving, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to just move, rule, and super rule this day in our lives, oh God. I pray, Lord God, for Carissa, Lord God, and her broadcast, Lord God, that you would, God, multiply her, increase her, increase those that are around her to be a support to her. Lord God, even if this goes out over the airways, Lord God, we pray for those that are listening, Lord God, that their heart will be turned toward you, oh God, that they, Lord God, will begin to seek you in a greater manner, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, this day, Lord God, for God, the President of these United States, because your word declared supplication and thanksgiving, Lord God, should be made, God, for all people, Lord God, kings and those that are in rulership, Lord God. So we lift up, God, President Obama to you, and we ask you, Lord God, that you would bless him with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Surround him with know you, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, cause him to make right, just decisions towards you, oh God. Cause him, Lord God, to begin to look, Lord God, at the greater good, Lord God, not just at the teeny weeny picture, but at the overall picture, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for presidents and emperors all over the world, Lord God, that they will be led by your spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will send a handmaiden, Lord God, a servant to lead them to you, oh God, even as you did in the Old Testament, God, that you would lead them, Lord God, to a man or woman of God who knows your way, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for provision, Lord God, for every family, Lord God, that food, shelter, and clothing, God, will be given, God, because it is your word that you would give, God, that to us, Lord God, and God, that you would increase us if we would give you ourselves, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just glorify you and magnify you this day. And Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for those that are homebound, those that are sick, those that are destitute, Lord God, that you would send someone with compassion to take care of it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord God, for those who are not saved, that they would come to know you in the heart of their sins, Lord God. And Father, I pray for every person on this line, Lord God, that today would be an astounding day, an amazing day, a stupendous day, a day, Lord God, that they've never seen before, oh God. God, that you would just rain down upon them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just give you the glory and the praise and the honor for this day. And Father, we just thank you for salvation this day, for deliverance and healing. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the continued life. God, your word declared that we would obey our parents and the Lord, that you, Lord God, would give us long life and a good life. I pray, Lord God, for every senior, Lord God, that they have obeyed their parents. And Lord God, if they have not, that they ask you to forgive them for every place, God, that they've gone wrong. Lord God, that they would be able to live even longer, Lord God, and for the work of Jesus Christ, God, we pray for laborers to be thrust into the vineyard. And Father, we just give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for the great things. We pray for the children, Lord God, that they would be brought up in the admonition of the Lord, God, that they would be brought up realizing that there is a God, and to God, that there is a price to pay. And Father, we just give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Pastor Gantling, we appreciate you. She's also my aunt, Pastor Bernadette Gantling.
Amen.
We appreciate that prayer. We thank God for hearing and answering it. Have a blessed day.
You too. I'm on my way to a home going. All right.
All right. Have a blessed day. Today is Senior Citizens Day. We honor our seniors today. Proverbs 16:31 says, silver hair is a beautiful crown found in a righteous life. Isaiah 46:4 says, I've taken care of you from the time you were born. Even when you are old, I will take care of you. Even when your hair turns gray, I will support you. I made you and will continue to care for you. I'll support you and save you. Titus 2:2 says, tell older men to be sober. Tell them to be men of good character, to use good judgment, and to be well-grounded in faith, love, and endurance. Titus 2:3 says, tell older women to live their lives in a way that shows they are dedicated to God. Tell them not to be gossips or addicted to alcohol, but to be examples of virtue. In this way, they will teach younger women to show love to their husbands and their children, to use good judgment, and to be morally pure. Also, teach young women to be homemakers, be kind, to place themselves under their husband's authority. Then no one can speak evil of God's word. Today I honor each of you, aged people of God. I honor you as seniors because you have lived life and are here now. I honor you for the courage you have within you, that God has given, has graced you with courage to live a long life. I honor you as seniors because you have come this far by faith. It takes faith to live day to month and year to year. I honor you because you are wise. Life has taught you wisdom through experiences you've had. I honor you because you have paved the way for this generation. All the times you went through school, all the times you worked on your job, all the times you made a difference in someone's lives. Thank you for all you've been through to get to where you are now. The tough times, the easy times, the joys of life, and all that have made you who you are. I say thank you to the aged people. I decree and declare that you are blessed and highly favored. I decree and declare that God has given you divine healing and divine life. May God grant you longer life. May God bless each of you with excellent health. Love you, and I admire you. Now, we have another aunt on the phone. She's known as the Mighty Mildred Brown. My favorite aunt, whom God has graced abundant life. She's young, 100 years plus. Good morning, Aunt Mildred.
Good morning, dear.
How you doing?
Good morning. I'm glad the Lord has spared me to see another beautiful Sunday, another beautiful day that he has made. And we will rejoice in it.
Amen. You ready to sing that song unto the Lord this morning?
Yes, I'll sing a song.
All righty.
He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I say he's on time, God. Yes, he is. I remember the children of Israel. They were trapped at the Red Sea by that mean old Pharaoh and his army. They had water all around them, and old Pharaoh was on their track. But now the Lord, my God, spoke. He made a highway just like that. Let me tell you, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Joe said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I said he's on time, God. Yes, he's on time. He's on time. Yes, he's on time. Joe said, and then I'll come when you want him. But he'll be there right on time. I said, he's on time, God. Yes, he is.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Voice in the Lord, I'm praising God for you. That was awesome. And he is an on-time God. God is never late. Even, you know, through the times when we're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, he is never late. So
Amen.
Just welcome him when he comes. Say, Lord, I thank you that you're right on time. Lord, I thank you for coming. I've been calling your name, but now you're here, and I thank you. And I tell you what, when he comes, he makes a difference. He makes
Lord.
It so that he has touched you because there is a difference in you. So I thank you again, Aunt Mildred. I love you.
Love you, darling.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, let's see. Do we have three young ones on? Now, Yobi, Jelena, and Javon, are you on this morning?
I'm looking for
some. Press one if they're on. Okay. Press one. Okay, hold on.
Hello?
Okay, are they on?
Yes, ma'am, they're on.
Okay, can they go ahead and sing this
hold
one
on.
With let's see, there's now Yobi is four, is that correct? Jelena six
yeah.
And
Jesus is real to me. Oh, give me the victory. So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. That is why I love him. He's so real to me in the midnight. Jesus is here to me. Oh, give me the victory. Don't let me go without him. But I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me.
On the playground.
Amen, amen, amen. God has given them the gift of song.
Jesus gives
us the victory. I thank God for giving us victory. And I tell you what, like they said on the playground, he gives us victory. You know, sometimes the enemy comes at the children on the playground, but he give them victory over that. Sometimes the enemy comes in our body, but he give us victory over that. Sometimes he comes in our family, but he give us victory over that. Sometimes he comes in our job, but he give us victory over that. So those children came to let us know that no matter what we're going through, God gives us victory. Amen. Now, there's a little one. I don't know if it's Jelena or who it is that's going to say a prayer. You ready?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Nayobi. And I'm going to say outside of jail.
Okay.
Our Father, our Savior, our God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us this day. I tell you that, because I'm sorry for their bodies and others. Forever. Amen.
Hey,
amen.
Man. How old are you, Niobe?
4.
4 years old. Listen to that. What God has put in that child. I thank God for the parent of Niobe, Jelena, and Javon. Listen to that prayer. Our Father, he said it by heart. By heart. Do you hear that? By heart. Oh, I thank God for you, Niobe, Jelena, and Javon. May God's blessings be upon you all the days of your lives. I pray and declare long life to you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, our children. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, I'm so blessed. We're so blessed this morning to have young life and the seniors on this morning. So I thank God for them. I wasn't able to get them on last week, but I thank God they came on strong this week. All right, now, I've forgotten. I didn't know if they had something else they wanted to say. Hello?
Yeah. Who?
Oh, okay, they were finished?
Catch.
You had even on the mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm moving right along. I thank you all again, children. Now we have a very talented woman of God that I met, and she works with seniors every day. She has a gift with seniors. I've seen her work with seniors over the years since I've been back in Jacksonville. Her name is Jackie Travis. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm blessed. Yeah, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Thank God.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for you. Ready to sing that song to the Lord this morning?
Oh, yes. I love to praise him. I love to praise him.
Amen. She got a powerful voice, you are. All right. We ready?
I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name. 'Cause he's my rock. He's my rock, my rock, and my rock, my sword and shield. And he's a wheel. In the middle of a wheel, and I know he'll never, no, never let me down. He's just a jewel, Lord, that I have found. Oh, hallelujah, and hallelujah, and I love to praise his name, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name, Lord, hallelujah, and hallelujah. And I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name.
Amen. Amen. Woo! I tell you what, God has given talent to so many people. The gift of song and praise. That was beautiful, Jackie.
Oh,
beautiful.
Thank you for inviting me to sing on your show.
Huh?
I just appreciate you just inviting me to sing on your show.
Amen. You're invited every week.
Okay. I'll be here singing with you. I love the show. This is wonderful. It's a great thing that you're doing here, especially with the
Amen.
Little kids. Oh,
thank
it's
the
wonderful.
Lord.
I'm going to try to get my daughter to sing for you. Okay.
All righty.
All right.
Thank
I'm
you so
on.
Much for coming on.
Oh, yeah, I'm staying on.
That you bring your Bibles every week when you come on Storyland, because sometimes I may call on certain people to read the word. But, of course, you know, I'll try to ask you ahead of time.
This morning
we're going to be reading from Psalms 93,
okay.
1 through 5. Psalms 93. So if you have your Bibles, you can follow along with me. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he has girded himself. The world also established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne established of old.
Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up. O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier.
Amen.
Yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. I want to thank God for the reading of his word, because his word, he honors his word above his name. So I thank God that we're able to read the word and we're able to sing praises. I thank God for that song Jackie sang. I love the praises because we have to praise. We have to praise him every day, because, you know, we wouldn't have life without him. He gives us abundant life. Proverbs teaches us wisdom to live our everyday life. Solomon, my son and I, Proverbs 1. My dad, who was my Aunt Mildred's only brother, my dad and I was very, very close. He was a very wise man. I remember him teaching me to pray. Now I lay me down to sleep, and later on, Our Father prayer. And the 23rd Psalm, Our Father prayer, Matthew 6, 9, 13. Teach your children these prayers. Teach your grandchildren, your nieces, nephews, these. We used to get on our knees at night before bed, and I repeated the prayer after him until I learned them. He taught me many things. One of the things my dad taught me was to stop at all stop signs, obey the laws of the land. I also remember crawling in my dad's lap with my storybook for him to read to me. I didn't realize my dad was not reading the stories until I was a little older, because he was out without his natural sight. But he told me the stories in such a fascinating way, I still remember most of the stories today. Even though he was without natural sight, he used to joke and say, "I'm not blind, I just can't see." He was so wise. He taught me how to catch the city bus, how to pay attention, and to listen to what was going on around me. He had very keen hearing, and he heard things most people did not hear, neither were they aware of them. My dad was an excellent cook. I remember him telling me and showing me how to wash my hands before preparing to cook. We had a gas stove, and he taught me to be cautious when using it, how to turn the pot handles away from the front of the stove so it knocks them over, you know, when I was a young child as I was cooking. My dad worked in a broom factory and where they made brooms and mops. And to my surprise, he made me a small broom and a small mop, just my size, to help teach me work ethics. How to sweep and how to mop floors. He taught me to respect the elderly as well as everyone, but particularly the elderly in my neighborhood. He would tell me to say good morning, good evening, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, and, you know, just to show respect. I love to listen to the elderly talk about their lives and the good old days. They had so much wisdom. Along with being wise, my dad was very smart. He did the grocery shopping for the family. In those days, someone in the store would assist him. They would take him around in the store to get everything he was shopping for. That's the price of everything. Of course, he remembered everything he needed to cook meals with. By the time we had finished shopping and went to the checkout counter, he knew how much the bill would be. He didn't need a calculator. He totaled everything in his head. Fathers and daughters have special relationships, and fathers and sons have close bonds also. There seemed to be a camaraderie between fathers and sons. They can play sports together and watch basketball. Watch them on TV, football, all kinds of sports. Laugh and have an understanding between them that is unspoken. They have a language all of their own, unknown to females. Many men dream of having their own son. My parents introduced me to God later. My parents introduced me to God, and later I accepted Christ as my personal Savior, my God and my Lord. Our Bible story character today is Solomon, king of Israel, man of wisdom and folly. He was the son of David and Bathsheba. He was both fortunate and unfortunate in that he, having a father like David, a great genius, on the whole, was who was religious. He was unfortunate in that there was some elements in his father's example that would inevitably have a pernicious effect on the young man's life. He was reared in a home where polygamy, they had more than one wife. His father had more than one wife, and they practiced, and hence there was much jealousy and strife in the home. Solomon was chosen among David's many sons to be successor, and Solomon was anointed king before David's death. Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived. He asked God for wisdom, and God granted him that gift. Early in his reign, Solomon had a vision at Gibeon in which the Lord appeared to him, told him to ask what he would have. Solomon confessed his weakness and ignorance and said, "Give thy servant an understanding heart." Because of his wise choice, his request was granted. He promised the Lord that he should be the wisest, and the Lord promised him that he should be the wisest man and have great riches and honor. The promise was fulfilled, for he excelled in wisdom. He also spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs numbered 1,005. Even though Solomon is known as the wisest man, his wisdom did not teach him self-control. Book of collection of moral and religious maxims containing and concerning right living. Also brief discourses on wisdom, justice, temperance, security, so on. That's between wisdom and folly, righteousness and sin. The key thought of Proverbs is, knowing that one day his son would be on his own to experience life away from him. Down together to his son, verse 1 through 8. Listen to wisdom. My son, listen to your father's discipline, and do not neglect. A garland on your head and a golden chain around your neck. He said, my son, if sinners lure you, do not go alone. If they say, come with us, let us set an ambush innocent people for fun. Follow them alive and make like those in good health who go into the pit. We'll find all kinds of valuable possessions. We'll fill our homes with stolen goods. Join us. We'll split the loot equally. My son, do not follow them in their way. Do not even set foot on their path. They rush. Within the sight of any bird. These people set an ambush for their own murder. They go into hiding only to lose their own lives. This is what happens to everyone who is greedy of unjust gain. Greed takes away his life. refused to listen. I stretched out my hands to you and no one paid attention. You ignored all my advice. You did not want me to warn you. I will laugh at your calamity. I will make fun of you when panic strikes you. When panic strikes you as a violent storm, calamity strikes you like a windstorm. When trouble and anguish come to you, grandparents, mothers, sit down with your sons, your daughters, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, children in your neighborhood, when they're young, and pour wisdom into them. They have enough foolishness in them already. They're children. But pour wisdom into them, even when they don't want to hear it. Keep saying it to them over and over. Speak life to them. Tell them you love them, want them to have a good life. Warn them with Proverbs 8. That love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Declare into their lives, say to them, your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, I decree and declare that you are a great person. I decree and declare that you are a successful person, and everything you do for God will prosper. I decree and declare that you are obedient to God and to me and to those who have rule and authority over you. I decree and declare that you will live a long, prosperous, healthy life. The words of God in Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way that he should go. His own, he will not depart from it. This is the way that God wants us to instruct them, by training them from babies up. How do we train up a child or your grandchildren? By being godly examples. They watch everything we do. They hear, but they watch more of what we do than what we say. Control them. The Bible instructs us to control our children, manage them, watch them, make sure they obey what you tell them. When you train them up in the way that they should go, they will be like Samuel, Daniel, and Hebrew boys, faithful to God all their lives. They will not be like prodigal children. They will remain faithful and obedient all the days of their lives. I didn't say they wouldn't make mistakes. They're human like us. We are not perfect, and neither are they. Say what you mean to them, and mean what you say to them. Set guidelines, rules, and make sure they follow them. Simple rules and guidelines. It builds, make your bed as soon as you get up every morning. Keep your room neat, clean, and orderly. This builds work ethics and order and discipline in your children, so when they get a job, they'll know how to do things in an orderly fashion, and they'll won't have to be watched all the time. Set a bedtime and a wake-up time for them. You know, sometimes children don't get enough rest, and they are just real cranky all the time. They're unpleasant to be around. But when they get enough rest, they wake up joyful and peaceful and happy, and it keeps them healthy. Obey my words the first time that I say them. Say this to your children. You know, make sure they obey them. You know, sometimes in school, the teachers have to tell them 15 times the same thing over and over. But when they learn to listen to you the first time, our parents told us one time, after that, we were going to get a whop on the behind. So teach your children to listen. It'll save their lives. When they're in school, you know, sometimes children are on the street and the police say, move out the way. They just keep on moving. They ignore the police because they have no concept of they're supposed to obey those who have rule and authority over them. So teach them by example also. That's when they'll really listen and obey. It also helps them, you know, obey their teachers and those who have rule and authority over them better when they obey you. Teach them to tell the truth. You can do this by example. If you tell the truth, more than likely they'll tell the truth. Or when you hear them, you know, sometimes young ones, of course, they'll tell things that are not, you know, but they don't know any better. But as they grow older, you say, you tell mama the truth. You tell daddy the truth. And, you know, make sure you're not threatening them. If you don't, I'm going to whip you if you don't tell. No. You did the same thing. Your parents gave you a chance. So be loving towards them. Say, you can tell mama anything. You can tell daddy anything. You can tell grandma anything. And you know, follow your word. Let them tell you whatever. Because sometimes, you know, children are getting killed on the street, but they're afraid to tell somebody. So let them tell you everything. My mother allowed me to tell her whatever. My father allowed me to tell them anything, whatever I needed to. Pray with them every morning and every night. As they get older, they'll begin to do this on their own, as well as doing their prayer time. Teach them to memorize scripture. This will increase their ability to learn. Encourage your children, your grandchildren. Say, you are doing an excellent job. I'm so proud of you. Keep up the good work. Also, be truthful when you encourage them. Let them know, I would like you to improve in this area. I'm expecting better grades. I'm expecting better behavior from you. I am expecting a good report from school, from the neighbors, from the relatives. How can I help you in those areas? Let them know you love them, and that love will never change. 2 weeks ago, we had Joyful Praise Day, and I asked several questions. Because God made you so brilliant, you passed the test. However, he did make us human. There was one question that I asked that no one could remember at that time, and I asked you to search it out in the scriptures. So if you're already on and you know the answer, just shout it out. What was Dorcas's other name? What was Dorcas's other name? Who knows? Oh, don't all speak it at one time. Dorcas is other name. Okay, there's some other people on here who may know. Press 1 if you know what Dorcas's other name was and you're not already on the...
Tabitha.
Who's that?
Gloria Dean.
Amen.
Yes,
all right, Tabitha. It can be found in Acts, the 9th chapter, verse 36. So look it up. Read the story of Dorcas in Acts 9. I thank God for that answer. Somebody searched it out. Very good. You guys are brilliant. I thank God for making you all brilliant. All right, this morning we have another great lady on from Jacksonville. Her name is Minister Deborah Carruthers from the New Life Church at Jacksonville, and she's going to tell us about her ministry. Good morning, Minister Deborah. How are you this morning?
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be on your program this morning. I just want to bring greetings to you from the New Life Church at Jacksonville, where our leader is Bishop Billy White Sr. And our ministry, which was developed through Bishop White, is an outreach ministry. It is called the Plumb Line Ministry. And I don't know if everybody knows what a plumb line is, but a plumb line is a straight line that contractors use when they're building a structure in order to make sure that the wall is straight. So our motto in our outreach ministry is helping you line up with the word. And what we do, my husband and I, this Minister Brian Carruthers and myself, we go out and we minister in different venues. Every fourth Monday in the evening, we go out to City Rescue Mission, which is in Jacksonville, and we minister to the women. And every other Thursday or so, my husband ministers to the men in their ministry program. And what we do is we bring the word, we bring fellowship, we bring love and appreciation for the women and the men who are there at City Rescue Mission. We pray and we offer salvation to them. We offer the prayer of salvation to them if anyone is on that level. The second thing that we do is we outreach into the community. And every fourth Saturday in the morning, we go out into the community of our church, in the area of our church, which is the west side, and we gather together with other brothers and sisters, and we hand out flyers and pamphlets. We offer, again, prayer. We invite them to our services, and we let them know that the love of God is in our house and that they are more than welcome to come and fellowship with us.
Amen.
There's a couple of other things that we do. We gather together even every day as we go out into our workplaces, into our schools, to visit our friends. We always have pamphlets and cards that have church services listed on it and a little map on it that lets people know where we're located. And we just go out, and as we're shopping, we just hand out cards to people. And we understand that God gave us a great commission. And he said, go out and tell everyone. Go and preach the word to everyone who has an ear to hear and a heart to receive, that we are to let people know that Jesus loves them and that this salvation is available to them. As long as they are willing, they are absolutely more than welcome to. We always refer people back to Romans 10 and 9 and 10, and we tell them, we let them know that the word says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou believest in the heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It is a faith in the word to believe that God is that God sent Jesus Christ down here so that we can have a key onto him, that we are welcome to salvation if we believe it in our heart and confess it with our mouth. And we let people know that because there's so many people out in the world that may not have heard the word or may have heard the word and may not have received it in their heart. So we let people know that salvation is a receiving blessing, that we confess it, but we also receive it in our heart, because it is by faith that we are saved. It is by faith that we believe that Jesus Christ came to save us. Amen? So we also refer people back to John 3:16, because God loved us so much that he gave his son for us to die for us so that we may have a way back to him. And what he wants is relationship with us. So what we do when we go out to outreach to people is we offer our time, we give we offer our prayer, and we offer friendship and relationship to people to let them know that God loved them so much that he gave his son. And so what we do is we give back also. So that is our outreach ministry again through New Life Temple Church of Jacksonville. And we're just blessed by being able to do the Great Commission. And my husband and I, along with a lot of other brothers and sisters in our church, we get together and just support each other. And that is our ministry. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Deborah. We appreciate that.
Amen.
So if anybody want to join them, give me a call.
Yes.
I'll tell you how to get in touch with them, to do outreach with them. You know, we need to tell other people about God and the love that he has for them, because he said he didn't want anybody lost. So we got a work to do. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. So we got to tell other people the good news that Jesus lives even today. He died, but he arose, and he lives today. Thank you again, Sister Deborah. We have another great lady from New Orleans who's going to sing and play for us. Her name is Sister Shirley Cobb. Good morning, Sister Shirley. How are you this morning?
Good morning, dear. I'm doing fine.
We're glad to have you on. Are you ready to pray for the Lord this morning?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
All right, we're listening.
Katrina did a lot of damage, took a lot of lives in this area. But through it all, we made it, and God gave me the song afterwards. It's called Problem, No Problem. I live my life in misery. I always was in doubt. Nothing good to talk about. No one dealt me out. And I came across this man who turned my life around. With him I am always up. I'm never, never down. Problem, no problem. No joy could I find, I had no peace.
another one if you like. We appreciate that guitar and the song that you're singing. Go ahead.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you. This one is about our reward. Everybody wants to know about that. You once were such a child before. You're in a land where you don't belong. You once were sweet, but now you're strong. You're heading.
Okay, any more prayer requests this morning? Well, of course, my Aunt Mildred always likes for us to pray for her, and we're going to pray for all the seniors. Anybody else?
Ms. G, my cousin Emma that lives with me, Emma Kelly, she's had a lot of trouble with her ears and with the TMJ in her jaws. Could you pray for that, please?
Yes. You said the TMJ and the what else? Oh, hearing. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Anybody else? Prayer request. Okay, press 1 if you need prayer. Okay. People are kind of quiet this morning. Well, we want to pray for the children also.
children of the world. And I want to also lift up prayer for all the seniors that are on today and the seniors throughout the world. Any more prayer requests? Okay, Glory Dean, are you there?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm here. I didn't hear the first one because there's trouble on the line a few minutes ago. First prayer request.
Okay, I'll say the first prayer request, and the other one was for, I'll do the first one, and then the other one was for my Aunt Mildred
and for
Emma, and I'll pray for the children of the world and the seniors.
Well, I'll pray for the healings.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right, I'll start, and then after I finish praying for my cousin Cheryl, then I'll let you pray for my my aunt and the other ones. And then anything you leave off, I'll take up.
Okay.
Father God, we just consult you, the great and mighty I am, this morning. I just thank you, Lord God, for being present with us here this morning. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness and your love. We thank you for all that you're doing on our behalf. And, Father, we need you in this hour. There's so much going on around the world, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for being present. We know that you are omnipotent, Lord God. You're omnipresent. You're everywhere at the same time. So we ask you to go to Japan and touch them and touch us in America and help them, Lord God, who are going through crisis in their lives in Japan and Hawaii and all over, Father God. I particularly today come lifting up my cousin Cheryl, who I just saw yesterday, but who was on her way to the hospital, Lord God. I ask you to touch Cheryl, Father God. Touch her body, Father God. And Father, you said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father, this morning, we're thanking you for her healing, because truly you're a healer. Doctors are limited, but you are limitless. So, Father God, we thank you for her healing, touching her body. Remove any fear, remove any trauma that she's going through, Father God. I thank you for giving her a calm spirit, knowing that you are the great and mighty healer, knowing that you are a balm in Gilead, knowing that you are sending the word, you sent the word and healed her. So, Father God, touch her with your nail-scarred hands in the place where she's hurting, Father God. I thank you for clearing up every area, every organ, blood, every area of her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And we thank you for hearing and for answering. I lift up her mother, my cousin Mavis, Lord God. I thank you for Mavis, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for giving her strength to do all the mighty things that she has to do, all the many things, the responsibilities that she have of taking care of her mother, her daughter, and herself and the family, Father God. Lift up her great-grandson who was born recently, Lord God. I thank you for that baby salvation, Lord God, and salvation for our entire family. I bless you this morning, and I honor you, and I praise your holy name, and thank you for hearing this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. And, Lord, we just want to continue to thank you, Father God. We agree with our friend, God, Garita, right now, God. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing in our lives today, God. We thank you for the senior citizens all over the world today, God. We thank you, Lord, for Aunt Mildred right now, the singing at her age, God. We thank you, Lord, that you said in your word that in old age we shall still bear fruit, God. And we thank you, Lord, for Mary continually bearing the fruit, God. And as we continue to grow older, God, as senior citizens, that we'll bear fruit in our old age. And we thank and praise you, God. All over the world, we bless the senior citizens. All over the world, Father God. All over the world, in every area, Father, every nation, Father, all people, all kindreds, Father, all over the world today, we pray, Father God, for senior citizens, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we also pray for the children all over the world today, that you bless the children. Protect them, God. Preserve them, God, from all evil, as you say in your word. Preserve their souls, God. Even preserve their going out and their coming in from this time forth and even forevermore, my Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that's for all children all over the world, Father, because you know the situation that some of us are in, Father. But we thank you, Lord, that you are a provider, God. It's your grace and your mercy, God. Thank you, Lord, for your favor. for all of these children all over the world today, God. And we also pray for healings, God. Healings today, God. Healings, God. Healings for all, even the ones that called in, God. Healings, God, for all of us today, God, that you continue to heal us because you know about our bodies, God. The ones that are listening on the line today, God, just begin to touch all over your body, Father, because, God, right now, through the miraculous powers of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, right now, and we know that by the stripes of Jesus Christ that we are already healed in Jesus' name, and we come against these symptoms right now upon our bodies, right, and we come against the symptoms in Jesus' name, because Jesus Christ has already paid the price. He's already paid the price. And, God, we ask you to touch each and every one, God, whatever is going on in their bodies, God, hearing, God, anything with the face, the body, God, from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet, God, all in and outside of their bodies now, God, that you perform a miracle, God, that you perform a miracle, God, oh, God, against cancer and all of these different things, different growths that come and gone, tumors and all these things. We come against these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank and praise you, Father, for the healing now, in Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.
Praise amen, God. Amen. There's another person who came on the line at 904-434. Did you have a prayer request? Hello?
Oh, you talking about me?
Jackie? Did you press for prayer? 3-4. Is that you, Jackie? 3-4-3-4-4-5-0?
That's me. That's me.
Oh, okay.
I want to pray for all the husbands and wives and the fiancés and the girlfriends and the children. They need to be prayed for. And they need to, so you all just please try to keep them in prayer at all times. Because there's just so much going on. People are going through. I'm going to a home going right now in Claxton, Georgia with my friend. And just different things are going on in life that we definitely need to just look at so deep, because it's so scary, because we don't know what's going on. They don't know what's going on, and most of them don't turn to God like they should. We just need to pray for them that they turn to God in times of trouble, you know, instead of just trying to solve it themselves.
Yeah.
So if you all would lift them up in prayer, I would sure appreciate that. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? All right. So, Father God, we consult you, the great and mighty I am. We thank you that you are almighty.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
That all power is in your hands.
Yes.
We consult you this morning, and we just come to say thank you, Lord, that you are all powerful. You are almighty. You look high. You look low. There is nowhere that you are not. And so, Father, I thank you for being with Jackie as she go to a home going for someone this morning, Lord God.
Yes, God.
And, Father, even my aunt Bernadette, who's going to a home going, I lift up the people and the families, Father God, and I thank you for touching their families this morning, Father God. Touch families, Father God, because, Father, so much trauma, devastation is coming to families, Lord God. And Father, help us, Lord God, to spread the word, the good news of Jesus, so that, Father God, people can be saved, healed, delivered, and set free, even as young children, Father God. Father, you know that you created families. You created husbands, wives, children, relatives, aunts, grandparents, uncles, and cousins. And Father, I lift up entire families and young people and their relationships, and I ask that they turn to you, the author and finisher of their faith. You created them. You've given them life every day. Father, even when we sin against you, you have so much mercy that you forgive us even when we don't ask for it. So, Father, we come repenting before you this morning, asking you to forgive us for those things that we've done against you. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Father, to create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit.
Give us a clean heart, Lord.
Today, Father God. And Father, as they are grieving, have compassion upon them. Have mercy upon them. And Father, I ask you to touch families, Father God, husbands. Help them to be the men of God that you want them to be. Teach them your word so that they would know what their role is as a husband. Teach wives your word. They would know what their role is as a wife. Teach the children your word so they would know what their role is as children, Father God. And so, Father God, I thank you for the age people this morning, every senior citizen in Jacksonville, in New Orleans, in Texas, all in Michigan, in Alabama, in Georgia, all over, Miss Louise Luke in particular, who's in a nursing home. And, Father, she's been falling out of the bed. Father, there was a rule made that they can't strap them in the bed anymore, but so many seniors are breaking their hips. But, Father, protect them. You promised to take care of us even when we're old. So, Father, reach out and touch them. Make a way out of no way for them where they can be protected in their beds, protected in their chairs, protected in the room where they are, protected as they go out. And, Father, I thank you for more help in the nursing homes, even if they're volunteering to go and sit with patients, Father God. Help, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for safety for all of us as we go place to place, safety in our cars, safety in our homes, safety in our neighborhoods, safety everywhere, Father God. And we honor you this morning. We thank you for the love that you have for us, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing for us, even sometimes when we're rebellious and we come against you, the Most High God. Sometimes we're ignorant of it, and sometimes we're stubborn and rebellious. But forgive us, oh, Father God, for wanting to have our way. Father God, we yield to you today, and we say have your way in our lives. And, Father, sometimes you just let us have our way and let us have our way. And we thank you, Father God, for having your way. You're so patient, so loving, so kind toward us in the name of Jesus. And we honor you this morning as the great and mighty I am. We thank you for hearing. We thank you for answering our prayers. You said whatever we ask in your name, believing, you will grant it. Your word says, why art you cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who's the health of my countenance and my God. Father God, for lifting us up out of our heavy burdens and the cares of this world, because you care for us in the name of Jesus. I thank you for what you're doing. Thanks, even when we don't ask you, you are continuously protecting. You're continuously providing for us. You're continuously walking and talking with us and being a lamp and a light to our pathway. We honor you today. We give you glory due to your name. We praise you this morning. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Does anyone have a short text or comments that you'd like to say this morning?
I'd just like to say I was in a car wreck on Tuesday, and the man had came, and I had the right of way, but he didn't stop at the stop sign, but I thought he was going to stop. But I was happened to be talking to my friend, which I'm going with now, on the phone. I'm glad that I didn't tense up because I would have been in the hospital now instead of walking. And I almost hit that point, but I was praying, Lord, please help me. He helped me. That's why I say I love to praise him, because I know nobody else can do the things for me that he can do. Nobody else can keep me the way that he can keep me. That's why I always praise him and give him the praise every day and all days, because I know nobody else like God. And I just want to thank God for sparing my life another day and sparing my life the day that I had the wreck, because I could have been killed. It could have went the other way instead of going this way. So I just thank God for that, and I just like to say I'm glad that you have a show where we can get on here and express our feelings and the way that we feel and all, so, you know, we'll be able to tell the story. I'm just glad to be able to tell. So I thank God for that. Just thank him for watching over my whole life and watching over my family, keeping us safe, and all, you know, all of our family members came down for a birthday party, and they all made it back home safe. That's a blessing.
Amen.
That's a blessing, you know, because they didn't have to. It could have been the other way around.
Amen.
It's like, you know, right after they left, I had the wreck, and I thank God for that. Thank you for having me on your show, and I sure will be in tune on your show again many times.
Amen.
Okay? All
anybody
right,
else
amen.
Have any testimony, short testimony, brief testimony? We have a little bit more time. Brief testimony. Okay, Glory Dean, would you lift up Jackie and come up against accidents for us, for our families, for the world.
Yeah.
Hello? Lord Dean?
Do you hear me?
Well, but I can now.
Okay, praise God. Father, we just thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, God. We thank you so much, God, for the prayers that have gone forth. Thank you for the testimonies, God, that's gone forth in the name of Jesus. And, God, we just want to pray protection for the ones, God, that need protection, which we all do, God. We pray, Father God, because we thank you, Lord God, what you said in Psalm 121, which I said in my prayer earlier, God. I thank you, Father God, you say that you preserve us. Preserve us from all evil. Preserve our souls. Preserve our going out and our coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. We thank you, Lord, for traveling grace, God. Thank you for traveling grace, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your favor today. We thank you for your mercy today, God. You say, come boldly to your throne, God. We obtain that mercy. We receive that grace, God. And in time of need, God, this is time of need with the traveling, God. We need your help, your mercy, God. We're traveling because others are traveling from one city to another, God, to preach your word, that others may be saved, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for the special request that was made today, God. We just pray, God, for protection for the ones that's on the line that need to go forth, God, to take care of your business, Father, your business. And we pray, God, that you watch over them, God. Preserve them, God, for all evil, for all accidents and incidents, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Yes. We thank you, Lord, for your tender love and care for us and our families, Father. Our families, us and our families, God. All of us, God. We thank you for traveling grace today. Traveling grace to and fro, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And God, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus covering us, covering our trucks, our cars, whatever it is, Father God, you drive it in, all of our form of transportation, Father, and all the others that's traveling, God. We put the blood of Jesus upon them, God, on the all on the highways and the byways and all the areas that to be traveled through, Father. We thank you, God, because you know the areas, God. You know all about us and where we got to go, God. And you know the business, God, because it's all your business, God. And we thank you, Lord, for using us for your business, in your business, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you for your protection. In Jesus' precious name, Lord, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you for praying.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for that prayer.
Thank you.
Yes. I want you to know that God loves you. He cares for you. I love you. And I'm asking each of you to have a God-filled day, a week, month, and year. May God add more years to your lives. I thank God for each of you. I'll talk to you on next Saturday, the same time.
Amen.
8 a.m. Central Standard and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard. Give the love of Jesus to someone today through a smile, through a hug, a kind word, a kind act that you do, or everywhere you go. Spread the love of Jesus. Is there anyone else has anything they would like to say or a brief testimony? We have a little bit more time.
I want to sing a little short song.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
I love you with the love of the Lord. That was excellent, Sister Gloria Dean.
Amen.
So much. I appreciate you. God bless you. Anybody else have anything you want to say? I thank God for my sister being on, my surrogate father, Frank, my cousins, my aunts. I just thank God for each of you, my friends, my family, my sisters and brothers in the Lord. Be blessed and highly favored. Anybody else have anything they want to say?
Is that Gloria Dean or Gloria Dean?
Gloria Dean.
Yes.
Gloria Dean.
Gloria Dean.
Okay.
Okay. One name. It's all together.
All right.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
I thank God for all of you being on this morning. I saw my friend Brenda was on here earlier, and someone else from Houston, and different places, a couple of people from Houston. I appreciate all of you being on. I ask God to bless you. You all pray for me, too. Doing
Amen.
The work to mine, lift me up in prayer. I need prayer,
Hallelujah.
Too.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for all of you. Anybody else have anything they want to say?
We can sing one last song. God be with you.
God
be with you. There we go. God be with you.
I like Shirley when she do it on a guitar.
Again. God be with you.
Praise God.
God be with you. God be with you until we meet again.
Listen, let Shirley do a little bit on a guitar. Let us sing that song.
Shirley, you still on?
Yeah.
Okay, she's going to do it.
Come on, Shirley.
Okay, start the song.
I'll be with you.
Okay. I want y'all to sing with her.
Okay. I can't hear because it goes in and out. I don't know why.
Okay.
Sing it, Miss Gloria Jean.
Oh, Shirley?
Yeah.
Keep playing. Go ahead.
Play it, Shirley. Sing it because I can't remember the first part.
Oh, God. I'll be
you
with
know,
you.
When we leaving to go home, you play that for us to leave out.
Until we meet again. Thank you, Lord.
Keeps going in and out.
Yes, going in and out.
That's okay. Just sing, y'all.
God be with you till we meet again.
Amen.
All right. We're going to sign off now. Let somebody else
Amen.
Say one more thing you want to say.
Amen. Thank you,
all
Joel.
Right. I look forward to talking with you all next week. I love you.
I love you.
All
Amen.
Right, go with the love of Jesus. And
Amen.
Don't forget to share his love with someone today. I love all of you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
God bless you, too.
God bless you, Gavin.
You, too.
All
love
right.
you, Audrey.
All right.
Thank you for
love
getting
you.
Those children on, Audrey.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
It was awesome.
I
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.